Okay, thank you very much. Good evening. We're going to start this meeting. We have a presentation from Moore Bay Community Foundation. Mr. Ron Reisner, if you'd come up to the podium, use that microphone there. That'd be wonderful. And
if I could ask these two ladies to join us.
Staff, please join.
That would be great. Marlene, can you take one side of this?
Okay. You know what? Well, why don't we come to the front of the...
What it's about, and then we're all going to come
back. Yeah. Yeah, tell us what it's about, and then we'll bring it to the front here.
Photo op. Okay.
Tell us what it's all about, sir.
Thanks. The Morro Bay Community Foundation, a group of community volunteers, exists for the sole purpose of raising funds to assist the children of lower-income families to participate in the Morro Bay Recreation Department's organized sports, and youth enrichment programs. There's a different plan.
As soon as he's done, we're going to move the check to the front where we can all look at it.
Apparently, we're not lined up correctly. So, in any case, between July 1, 2014. And June 30th, 2015, the Morro Bay Community Foundation was pleased to have raised $36,353. One of your commissioners is on our board, and he's quite correctly pointing out to me that I should tout the next community fundraising activity is Morro Bay Sings. This year it's on November 7th, a Saturday evening. And the theme is Motown music. So it is dinner, a catered dinner, and a live and silent auction, and three different musical groups will be presenting Motown sounds. So that's on November 7th. And the board members will be selling tickets, and the tickets will be available in a couple of locations here in town yet to be announced.
Great. Thank you very much. If we could have you all step to the front here, we'll all get together for photo op.
And I fail to recognize the founding member of the foundation, who's Marlene Peter, who is the lady right in the middle right here.
Thank you again very much. It's this kind of thing that makes a community strong and vibrant and a great place to live. Okay, now we're going to open up the floor to public comment. Do we have some public comments? If you would come up and state to the microphone at the podium and state your name, please.
Good evening. Ron Reisner, Morro Bay citizen and member of the Morro Bay Community Foundation Board of Directors. This evening's agenda item for the commission in the staff report is entitled Consideration of Recreation Services Division Program Fees and Cost Recovery. In the staff report, staff states, quote, "There is no denying that recreational programming provides numerous benefits to the community. Recreational opportunities provide personal benefit to the users, build family unity, increase health and fitness, work to provide children with activity opportunities that can help reduce incidence of crime, drug usage, and more." The foundation is grateful to youth sports and youth enrichment as it relates to the lower income family groups. There is a recommendation on the part of the city staff that cost recovery, the current cost recovery figures of 67 to 68% be increased to 70 to 79%. There are at Del Mar, according to the State of California Department of Education statistics, for the school year 2014-2015, out of 443 students at Del Mar Elementary, which is one of our catchment schools for your programs and our program, 58.9% of those children qualify for reduced fee or free lunch meal through the district's, the state-sponsored program that the San Luis Obispo School District administers. So essentially, almost 60% of those children are the children that the foundation is targeted on and seeks to assist. And I'm not suggesting that they are any more deserving or any more in need of youth sports or youth enrichment than any other children, but they have reduced, their families have reduced capability. And we're asking that the commission recognize that in your consideration of fees and cost recovery. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Commissioners, have anything? Any announcements or anything?
Yes. I'd like to just follow up on something that happened a couple of meetings ago. We had a presentation here from representatives from the Pickleball Association, and today they had an program at Del Mar Park called Pickleball in the Park. I went over to observe the activity. They had participants from all over California, as far south as San Diego and as far north as beyond the Bay Area, and individuals from Arizona and Nevada. And they had well over 100 participants, and they were involved with playing different types of games and team doubles and team games. And then they also had a raffle to raise money and so forth, which we all continually talk about. And so I just wanted to report to everyone that the results of the growing sport of pickleball is here, and it's doing very well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Did I make a mistake? Do we have one?
Pickleball, and we would like to introduce disc golf to the city, and we're hoping to install a 9-hole course at Del Mar Park. And we participated in the Special Olympic Day by demonstrating and teaching disc golf to the athletes and their coaches that were here from United Arab Emirates. And we also had commemorative discs made that... Oh, I brought one. Happen to have two yellow ones left. They have different color stamps, but they have the rock, and it says Special Olympic Disc Golf Day, the date, Morro Bay, and we gave one to each of the athletes, and they loved them, and actually a lot of them used them to collect autographs with. it was so fun. Anyway, disc golf is an up-and-coming sport, just like pickleball, and we would like to, you know, get some activity here in Morro Bay. I am not prepared to give up.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, public comment is closed, and now we're going to go on to talking about the cost recovery. Staff have any...
Sure.
Up front.
I'd be happy to review the report for you quickly. Essentially, what we're doing tonight is, like what was stated earlier, we're looking at cost recovery, and that is the percentage of funds that come back to the city to cover those specific activities. When we look at the report, one of the major suggestions from management partners, our consultant, is that the city as a whole needs to work towards ensuring appropriate cost recovery is provided for the services. And they noted that the city is really not capturing 100% of the cost of the services that are provided. However, in that report, management partners did note that Recreation Services had implemented a cost recovery model, which we'll be looking at later, and that based on program types, so it does show that Recreation is working towards that cost recovery. It is crucial that the City of Morro Bay understand that each of its programs and services, what they cost, and what funding sources are available to provide those programs and services. In the case of recreation programming, most costs are recovered through fees paid by users of those programs. However, as noted in the cost recovery chart, there are cases in which some programs are also supported by the city's general fund. This is not to imply that the city general fund shouldn't support recreational services, but it is a discussion that does need to happen. And as Mr. Reisner pointed out, there is no denying that recreational programming provides a number of benefits to our community. So with that kind of conclusion, we want to review the cost recovery information provided and make some recommendation to council about this model, whether it be changes or whether it be the same. That's for this commission to have a discussion about. And myself and Karen are here to assist you with any details or input that you may have.
Okay, thank you very much. Commissioners, comments, please.
I have a question. You mentioned user fees. You mentioned city's general fund. I'm assuming, and maybe I'm checking my assumption, we also get donations from groups for some of the recreational programs. Is that happening?
Yes, that does happen in specific cases. You can look at, like, our largest group that we would consider is much like the Morro Bay Community Foundation,
yeah, right.
But actually their donation is going towards the user fee itself, so it's not an addition to the cost.
Okay, thank you.
And as is noted in the report, we are working on a team sponsor for basketball that would help cover the cost of the uniforms, which would help us from having to raise the cost to the children this year. Because we do have costs that unfortunately are going up as the economy changes, so materials cost more. So,
thank you. Any other comments? No, then I think I'll make a few. Okay, looking at the Exhibit A, do we have that we can show on the TV on the slides? I'd like to make a couple suggestions. All right, we're going to get Exhibit A up there, and then people will see what we're talking about. Is that okay? I do have one quick question. When we recover more than 100% of the program costs, that money stays in Parks and Recs to be used to offset other costs?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
For instance, the Rock to Pier run generally brings in more than 100%, and that helps us with our amount of money that we're expected to generate for the year for our budget.
Okay. Yeah, we do well with softball tournaments.
Yeah.
Looking at yes, sir.
Follow up to that question about like the extra money that's made in the program. How is it decided where the additional money is going to be dispersed?
Well, currently with our budget, the way our budget is set up is we have cost revenue goals and we have a budget with everything as a line item. So anything like, say, for sports, we have a rec supplies budget. So from there, we need to order uniforms and basketballs and soccer balls and all that. So as of right now, it's going into that general fund of money that is budgeted, expected budgeted for us to recover in revenue.
For us, meaning the rec department.
Correct. Oh.
Okay. One thing I find a little hard to comprehend with this is since there's no dollar amounts, we don't know how big the gaps are between costs and recoveries.
Yes.
You know, if it says 4%, this is 4%, you know, $10,000 or $1,000.
That's one of the things that Sam's staff report pointed out. The current financial system that the city uses is not as intelligent as we would hope it to be.
Okay.
And so it doesn't necessarily give us specific dollars and numbers for specific activities. It clumps everything together, as Karen was saying. It clumps everything, junior lifeguards, softball, all the sports, whether they're youth or adult, into one line of that's how much it was for this and that's how much was brought in. When you do look, I think you might be looking at the teen center, and it shows a 4% cost recovery. I do know that the basic annual budget for the teen center is $70,000 a year.
Okay, thank you. You guys have any more questions to clarify any of this for yourselves? Or?
Well, kind of like we discussed here, I think we need to point out also what you said it's hard to do is volunteers get paid so much, and I think that should be brought in somewhere. So it kind of gives an idea of we're not like losing a bunch of money because they are volunteering, so that's free labor, but that's a significant amount of income that could be classified as income if we were charging for that. So
if you're interested, I'd like to give you a little history on that if you'd like.
Sure, if you want. Like, give us a little history of what the teen center contributes back to the community.
Many years ago, the teen center was originally placed in the number one category, which is the basic service, which is the most community benefit. And then the city started to have a little bit of a money crunch. And we said, well, why don't we actually put the teen center into the second category, which is enhanced services. And we know we're not going to make actual dollars for it because the teen center is free. But how we are going to make that money back is in volunteer service. And thus, the Teen Action Club was born. And as many of you know, yearly or two times a year, I come and I give a report that says, hey, we did all these things and it equaled up to this much volunteer time, and this is how much the dollar amount the state values volunteers. So this is actual, if we were to put it all into dollars and cents, this is how much would be coming back. So that's the concept that it was originally built on, and that's something that is for you to maybe decide that maybe the teen center should be in a different category than it is, since really it is a community benefit without a revenue source.
Okay, thank you. One comment I'd like to make is that there's, other than these three people in the audience, there's no one from the community down here to help give us direction. We do work for the community, we are volunteers, and we want to do what the community wants, but without guidance from the community, it makes it rather difficult. You know, our goals are to allocate our resources to the best possible benefit of the community. So I wish more people would come down here and give us their comments and participate, because what's going to happen is we're going to make recommendations, and then they're going to go to city council. People are going to go to city council and argue there about what's good and what's not good, or their opinions. And if they started at this level, then we'd be able to give city council better direction. So I implore the people at the moment. Do the commissioners have any?
I think I have to agree, because most of us are not directly maybe involved in the little sports activities. You know, maybe we have grandkids or something, but other than that, we might not know what's really going on. So without the input of the people that are out there involved in these activities, it's really hard for us to see what kind of impact we are making versus the response we get back from it. You know, is what's
motion to okay? Do I get a motion to advise City Council that we think we should probably drop the teen center down one category? Can I get a motion for that from someone?
I'll make a motion that we recommend that we drop the teen center back to the original, what it was, is a community benefit section.
You second it? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Thank you. Okay, well, that's a start. I know I've heard through channels that the police support it and a lot of other departments do support it. But again, I wish someone would come down here and say, you know, this is a great benefit. We see where these kids are, you know, becoming great community citizens as opposed to going out and not having the structured things to do and causing trouble. But most of the youth that I've met around here, and I love to see them skateboarding down the street. You know, they're using skateboards and such for transportation. It's great. Most of the kids around here are very polite, very nice kids.
Is there any history behind it of doing any kind of a fundraising activity or something to draw maybe visitors in to the center to spend money and help raise funds? Is that something that we do or that you've done or you've considered doing?
Yes, definitely. And we have been benefactors of donations. In fact, many of you may remember the business Morro Bay Furniture and Mr. Barry Ross. He's always been very generous with his checkbook to the teen center. Have we done a big production? I don't know, like a big concert, like Katy Perry comes or something like that? No, we haven't been fortunate for that. But I do think it's important to point out that the majority of the young kids that come there, the young adults, as Mr. Reisner pointed out, we have 60% of our population is on that free or reduced lunch program at the middle school. And so as the, at the elementary school. So as those children grow up and move into high school, we still have that large number. So I would say that a majority of our attendees are of that lower income level. So their pockets with money aren't real big for them.
You know, may I make a suggestion? I know we've had these teens in here before. Tell us how it's going.
Correct.
Okay. And a second on that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you. Okay, we're moving forward. Okay, any more suggestions or comments, please?
I would like to follow up with our first motion we made about the enhancement of the community the teen center provides. From my history, I was in a community that did not have a teen activity area. And I found teens tending, especially on Saturday nights, and so just sitting on the curb and on the main street just because there was really nothing available for them to do. So the fact that we as a community certainly have a teen center, I think it truly is a benefit to the entire community. And not only to our youth and to their parents, but to all of us who live here.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, just one more question. How do you get the word out for the teen center? How do the folks, the teens, find out what's going on? And
well, we do have a relationship with the middle school and the high school. So our teen program coordinator, he uses those avenues to promote the teen center. But honestly, most of it's word of mouth. You know, their friends come, and their friends before them came.
Okay. Well, they probably have some sort of a high school newspaper, too, that probably has a list of what's going on there. You know, the other thing is, this Exhibit A, it's missing a lot of the programs. I mean, this is mostly the kids' stuff. I don't see anything for the seniors or adult programs. Because people have to realize the programs here in Morro Bay are from you know, children to seniors like us.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that's missing because the senior programs are just as important as the kid ones.
We're really fortunate when it comes to senior programming that we have a partnership with a nonprofit, and maybe one of the oldest nonprofits in Morro Bay, the Morro Bay Senior Citizens Incorporated.
Oh, they're wonderful, yes.
Yeah, and through that partnership, they provide almost all of the senior programming. So the city, in essential, doesn't have a budget line for senior programming.
Okay.
The Morro Bay Seniors Incorporated provide that service.
Great. Wonderful people. Again, look on the website. It's all listed there. And, you know, everybody should come down and participate. Have some fun. At least come to the spaghetti dinner every year. I'd like to make a suggestion. The junior lifeguards. That's a pretty important thing because they learn about water safety. This is a water community. These kids will go on to be senior surfers at some point, probably save some lives, probably become, you know.
Yes.
Does it make it any more accessible if it's down the line item? Not really.
It's just our cost. I mean, we're lucky here in that safety for us is number one. So we have a lot of qualified lifeguards on our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we are lucky that our surfboards that we have held up as long as they have. They were given to us as a donation by a surf club a while ago. So, you know, we try as best we can to keep our costs at a level amount by still providing a high level of service for our kids. We had 80 children this year in each session, so we had two sessions with 80 with a few kids on the waiting list. That's about as much we can do safely with the equipment and the staffing that we currently have.
However, is it not possible, Karen, that if Junior Guards was put into the merit service category, that potentially the cost to the participant could be lowered?
Yes,
slightly?
Could be lowered. Yes. Yes, it could. Because that way, with the we having to raise costs to help cover, or no, recover more of our costs, it does eliminate a few of our children. And we did get donation from the Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization. They provided $1,600 in scholarships for kids to participate in Junior Guards this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question. What is the normal fee charged for, let's say, student?
Right. For Junior Guards, it was $275 this year. And that's for 3 weeks. They meet all the different things that you can do in the ocean.
Yeah. Well, for a beach town, I think it's an important program. I mean, if they just save one tourist's life, we've made our money back.
Right. Karen has several stories of kids that have gone through the program and then been on vacation and actually saved others' lives.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, I had a mom come in today that they were on vacation this year, and their child, who had been not confident in the water, was the first one to be jumping off the rocks and was surfing on the, you know, swimming in the rapids and everything. And she said that her confidence was just so much better. And, you know, they were more confident because she was confident and, you know, having more fun in the water. And they were safe. Or the ones where they're out surfing with friends, or, you know, and someone gets into trouble and they know what to do to help them, and they both come in safe. So those are the types of things that this program is teaching our kids, not only to be safe themselves, but to be, you know, be mindful of others in the water with them as well.
Okay.
Sure. Similar to one that I asked earlier, but it would be with the Junior Guards, which sounds like a fantastic program, and I know it is. Is there any possibility or desire to have people that aren't residents of Morro Bay participate?
It's one of those things that we keep, you know, we don't put it out there that this number, you know, we don't say how many kids are in the program that are receiving scholarships. But I will say that we did use the $1,600 from the Commercial Fishermen's Organization, as well as scholarships from the Community Foundation, to help cover the costs for children to participate. No child was turned away that came to us asking for financial help.
That's great. That's, yeah, that's something to be proud of. So, gentlemen?
I also, are we done with the lifeguards?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, I'll hold off.
Okay. Oh, you okay, something other? So do we vote, do we make a motion to set it? Then we're good for that. Okay, let's move on.
I'm sorry, I think you do need to
make Okay. Does someone want to make a recommendation that we move the junior lifeguards down to the merit service level? Anybody like to make that?
Sure, I'll make that motion that we move the lifeguards down to merit.
Do you have a second on that?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Okay, my next question is, before I go into what I'd really like to see done, is if we move them, the lifeguards down to less cost recovery, something else has to go up to compensate that, right, so we don't keep going further in the hole? Or how's that going to work?
That does make kind of logical sense, and in fact, and when you look at our whatnot, they're rated at a private service, so there is additional movement that can be made up or down.
Yeah, we could move adult services. The adults pay their own way. That'd be
okay.
Reasonable.
That was a good question. Okay, now to get into why I brought that up then, because like Mr. Reisner mentioned that, you know, youth sports is very important, because if you start kids out at a young age and get them into the creativity, they don't become a downgrade to the city, to put it kindly.
They're less likely to make risky choices.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Very good. So I'm just concerned if we lower too many down a notch that we have to pick it up somewhere, and I'm hoping that we don't push it over on the youth sports, which is, I feel, very important to maintain so that we can get as many kids into that programs as possible, whether that or the enrichment programs that are also very vital to the youth. So that was my big concern, is that we don't have to raise their fees to compensate for bringing the others, you know, the teen center down and also the lifeguards down, which I think they're all...
The 70-79%, because we noticed that we should not be putting the burden on the backs of the kids. We are looking at doing that for the adults. So we have worked on increasing our cost, decreasing our subsidy for adult sports. So like adult softball, they're paying more of the fees for all of the things that they have there, the referees or the umpires and the balls and the field preps and that type of stuff.
Right. Yes. Good. Yeah. But I think they should be held a little more responsible.
Right.
You know, as an adult, we should by then have our act together,
right,
and be having hopefully a job where we can, if we want to do something extra, we should have the money to do that. And, you know, I've went all through all that sports
right.
things, and I had to pay my way. And you have, you know, if you want to play, you got to pay to play. That's how I kind of look for
right.
adults. But for children, you can't make them get out and do a job. So
right.
I think we should keep their funds down and, like I say, elevate, take less support away from the adults, make them pay their own way, and then help the others, keep the funds down right. for the children.
So, I'm sorry.
I have a question about the adult sports. What is the process or procedure for determining, for example, if you're going to play slow pitch, you would pay a certain amount. If you were going to play recreational basketball in the adult program, you would pay a certain fee. How are those fees determined?
So what we do is we take all the cost in association with that. So the balls, the chalk that we have to purchase to line the field, paying our field preppers, paying our umpires, our scorekeepers. We take all those costs. If there's any field or gym rentals, we have to include those in there to make sure we're recovering our costs. For instance, Open Gym Basketball is one of those programs.
In the green box are potentially not accurate. Sam is... great guy and very conservative, so I'm sure that they're close. But when we talk about sports, such as the difference between youth and adult, in the budgeting system, they're all clumped together.
Right.
So that's why if you make movement of one or the other, that would essentially support the different type of budgeting system that Sam suggested in his report, which is more program-based. Versus line item based.
Okay. Well, I'd like to suggest we think about moving the adult sports up one notch, then kind of balance out the two we moved down.
I personally like that concept too. I think Bob was mentioning that as an adult, you, if you want to participate, you find the funds in order to do so, and usually you are working and you can budget your money. Young people, we hope, are in school and spending their time studying and getting good grades and so on, and maybe not trying to worry about out there having a job. There's plenty of time for them to do that. So I would make a motion that we at least consider moving the adult sport program up a notch, since we have lowered the lifeguard.
Okay. I guess
service 4.
Yes, it is. Do I have a second on that?
I'll make a second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? None. Thank you. Okay. So we only see the tree lighting and spaghetti dinner as being no cost recovery. Is those the only two events that we have that are like that? Or?
Well, the spaghetti dinner is really a community event that actually
would generate some.
We work with it with two other organizations, the Morro Bay Community Foundation and the Morro Bay Senior Citizens Incorporated. And the funds that are raised during that dinner go towards the youth scholarships.
Great.
So that in the Morro Bay, or the holiday tree lighting, or the Christmas tree lighting, however you choose to word it, that is a program that in 2014 was its last time.
The tree lighting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They do a great program down on the Embarcadero during the Lighted Boat Parade. To allow that program to thrive and cut back on this one makes sense.
All right. Anything else anyone would like to talk about on this? We have in front of us? I would like to ask staff if we could at a later date get a more detailed budget so we could, you know, it would make sense if we get a little more information, we can make better decisions.
That is Sam's goal.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. So, anybody got any other suggestions or comments on
of the parks last time we met? Very informative and very interesting. And I learned a lot more about the inner workings of the parks and the cities through that tour. So I want to compliment staff for putting that together.
Yes, I would too. And perhaps next time, do we invite the Morro Bay and Bloom and the Gorilla Gardeners and all those people? I think all the people that contribute and volunteer for the community, if we could fit them on the bus, might be invited next time.
That's an excellent suggestion.
Because there's so much, you know, you drive down the street and you see these people working, and they don't ever ask for any accolades, and they do such a nice job out of the goodness of their hearts. And sometimes you see flowers just blooming by the freeway, and you know one of those people planted it. And it just puts a smile on your face to see that. Although with the drought, unfortunately, things aren't as green as they would be. But boy, they're going to come in handy. I'm sure they're going to be helping get ready if we have this big El Nino by clearing out brush and things to keep the city from flooding. So I'll keep our fingers crossed that we get a nice, long, gentle rain and not any floods. Any other comments? No? I'm going to adjourn this meeting then.
All right.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your participation. Have a great evening.